Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Career Talk with Holly Bunn. I am your host, Holly Bunn, and I'm so excited to have my first on-air Blog Talk Radio show. Woohoo! Yay! So, thank you for calling in. Today's show, Career Talk. What is Career Talk? Career Talk is a place where we can talk about how to manage your job search and your career successfully. You know, the job search can be tough, and I'm here to help you through that process and make it just a little easier. And so who am I? For those of you who don't know, I'm Holly Bunn. I am a resume writer, job search strategist, LinkedIn profile writer, career coach, project manager, girlfriend, mother, mom, friend, cousin. I have 15 jobs, but I am here on this show to help you through the job search process in your career. I've worked for one of the largest staffing companies in the world, designing and implementing recruiting strategies, working directly with recruiters, hiring managers, companies that are actually doing the hiring. So I've learned a thing or two about hiring and staffing and recruiting. So I'm able to share that with you to help you land the job of your dreams. So on Career Talk, February is going to be the month of social media. So it's fitting that my premier show is about social media and the job search and how to find a job through social media. And remember, when it comes to the job search, social media should be more than just a hobby or a pastime. You know, it's an essential part of your job search toolkit. And if you use it effectively, it can lead you to the job of your dreams. I'd like to introduce my first guest, or my guest today, Mr. Anderson Curry, who is the social media manager for Source Outdoor, one of Florida's largest manufacturers of commercial and high-end luxury outdoor furniture. Welcome, Anderson. Are you there?
I am here, Holly. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely, and thanks for coming. So, Anderson, you manage your brand, your company's brand through social media. I want you to tell our callers why social media is so important.
Well, social media has been an effective way for brands and even individuals who are trying to brand themselves to reach a whole new demographic of people. Before, we used to have to do traditional customer service through our website or through customers calling in. We also had to do traditional means of advertisement to be able to display products, share our corporate culture. But social media has opened on a whole new door for us to allow for us not only to reach our existing customers or establish relationships and establish relationships with new customers. So it's really allowed us to move forward into the 21st century in the way we can reach people, touch people, and also help people understand what our corporate culture is about.
Awesome. So it's a means for you to reach people, right? A way to get to people in a way that we never really have before social media existed. So let's park that for a second and think about the job search, right? So the job search is a wheel in motion. Think of it as a wheel with a whole bunch of spokes in that wheel. And the spokes in the job search wheel include things like job boards, job listings, company websites, referrals, recruiters, even those little job search agents that you set up on your job boards or even LinkedIn. And social media is one of those spokes in the job search wheel. So if we think about social media being one of those spokes, and it's a way that companies connect with people to either get business or to hire them, I would argue that social media is one of the most important spokes in your job search wheel. I have some statistics to share with you. So according to JobVite, they did a recruiting survey for 2014. And according to that survey of 100 recruiters, they asked recruiters, which of the following social networks do you use for recruiting? 94% of them, and that's 94 out of 100, said they use LinkedIn to find people to fill jobs. 66% said they use Facebook. Yes, Facebook. It's more than just a place to post a meme and talk about why you met at your boyfriend. Okay? Facebook is a way that recruiters find people to fill jobs. 52% use Twitter. Yes, Twitter is a way for recruiters to find people to fill jobs. I'm going to talk about those top three. Now, they say they use other social channels like Instagram, Google+, even YouTube to find people to fill jobs. So social media is a tool that recruiters are using, and you should be using it to get found by the people doing the looking. Okay? So I'm going to talk about LinkedIn first, since 94% of recruiters use LinkedIn to find people to fill jobs. Now, I'm a social media personal brand manager as well for my clients, okay? As a resume writer, I get many clients. And the one social media channel I tell them that they have to be on is LinkedIn. And there are a couple of key things on LinkedIn that you have to do to get the recruiters to find you. The number one thing, and I want you to write this down, okay, get a pen and paper and write it down. The number one thing that you can do on LinkedIn to get found is tailor your headliner, okay? So where you have your name at the top of your profile, and just below it is going to say, I'll take me, for example, project manager at ABC Company. A lot of people will let LinkedIn default to what it gives you, and you should tailor that with the keywords that you would use in your industry or the job that you're seeking. What does that mean? It's going to be around four or five words in your headliner, not your job title at the company you work for, because you are more than your job title. It's going to be, number one, the job title that you're seeking or the job title that you have. Number two, the industry or the market that you're targeting. Number three, the strongest technical skill you have around that job. And number four, the education or the certification that goes along with that. So what does that look like? I'll take a system engineer. So system engineer's job headliner on LinkedIn is going to say system engineer, telecommunications, system conversions, and MCSC. In that example, system engineer is the job that they're seeking or have. Telecommunications is the industry that they're targeting or the industry that they're in. System conversions is the strongest skill they have related to that job and market. And MCSC, Microsoft Certified System Engineer, that is a certification that quantifies their job, the industry, and their strongest skill. Now, I hope that makes sense. The reason why tailoring your headliner is important, and someone please mute your phone because I hear a radio in the background, probably me. So if you can mute your phone, that would be really good. Thank you. You can unmute when it's time to ask questions. The reason why tailoring your headliner is so important is because when recruiters search for you and they get 10 pages of search results and everybody says I would say 98% of people let the default job title at the company you work for. So if I have 10 pages of system engineers, how do I know who to click on? I'm going to click on the person that tells me what kind of system engineer they are. So if it says system engineer, telecommunications, system conversions, MCSC, I'm going to be more led to click on that person because now I know more, especially if I'm looking for a person in telecom. So the second thing you can do on LinkedIn is to have more than 500 connections. Now, this gives a lot of people heartburn, but it is the second most important thing that you can do on LinkedIn to help yourself out. Now, I have a show all about LinkedIn, and we can get really deep into how to make these connections and why it's important to have the 500. I can just tell you right now, I can't explain it, but 500 is the number that LinkedIn likes. Once you reach 500 connections, you get ranked higher in the search results. Under 500, you stand a chance of being deranked. It broadens your network. How do you get to those 500 if you don't have them? Well, you make 10 connections per day. Yes, Holly, I can't make 10 connections a day. You're crazy. It's actually very easy, folks. Who are the 10 people that you're connecting with? Because it's not just about the 10, it's who. Number one, people you want to connect with, recruiters. Recruiters love to connect with people because you know why? The more people they are connected to, the quicker they fill their position. So you want to do a search in your LinkedIn search box and put recruiter and then comma the industry that you want to work for. So in my system engineer, I'm going to say recruiter, comma, information technology or IT. All of those recruiters are going to show up in the search results, and you start connecting with them. Number one, most of them connect with everybody. because they want to fill those jobs quickly. Okay, so that's the first type of person you want to connect with. The second one are open networkers. Okay, you're going to do a search in the search box for open networkers or LION, L-I-O-N. These are LinkedIn open networkers. They have tons and tons of connections, tens and 20,000. Okay, they have thousands and thousands of connections. You want to get linked with them to get access to their connections, and their connections get access to you. The third would be industry experts or people that you want to report to. You always connect upwards. So if you're a director, if you're a manager, you should be connecting with directors in your industry or companies that you want to work for. If you're a director, you want to connect with vice presidents and senior directors, senior vice presidents. If you're a president or CEO, you want to connect with board members, venture capitalists, people who buy companies, because you want to run the companies that they're buying. You always connect upwards on LinkedIn so that you can expand your network and get exposed to either new opportunities or learn something new. Okay, so that's LinkedIn. Now that I've talked about LinkedIn, I want to move on. I want to ask Anderson, what are your thoughts about LinkedIn? How does your company use LinkedIn so you can tell our viewers, our callers, you know, how LinkedIn has affected your business?
Well, one of the things that Source Outdoor has used LinkedIn for, we will actually post on our corporate page. So what I would recommend is if you're in the job search in the job market and you're looking to get employed by a particular company or a particular industry, follow the company page. So once you connect with that recruiter, you might also want to follow their company page. A lot of times, those of us in the enterprise space will actually post job openings right there on LinkedIn and post it on our company page so that way you quickly have access to it and it comes up in your news feed. So that's one of the techniques we do. Also, we also would simply do a search. Either myself or certain other members of our team will actually go on LinkedIn, and through our connections, we'll go ahead and just put in the type of position that we're trying to fill. So we're trying to hire a graphic designer. We're trying to hire someone in our executive line. We'll actually do a Google search we'll do a LinkedIn search and use that search bar to see who's in our network and who may be available, and then actually have our recruiting staff to reach out to those individuals.
Awesome. And, you know, a majority of companies use LinkedIn the same way. So people, follow those companies that you want to work for, get connected to the recruiters, and start finding those jobs. So let's move on to Facebook. I mentioned that 66% of recruiters use Facebook to find people to fill jobs. There are two things that you can do on Facebook to get found by the recruiters. Number one, okay, brace yourself, people. You're going to go past your security settings. For all you people that have your profiles locked down like Fort Knox and you're actually in the job search, this is not going to help you. So 60% of recruiters that are looking for people on Facebook will not find you, okay? Especially, this is really important, if you refuse to get on LinkedIn or have created a profile and you don't nurture it, Facebook is an option. But if you lock yourself down, you're out of options, okay? So what you can do is go to your profile, go to your work and education settings, and in that specific part of your profile, you can make that part public, okay? So you want to unhide your work and education. In this case, where I work and my job title, work for me. Not so much on LinkedIn. You want to put more detail around it. But on Facebook, you can simply say my job title at the company that I work for. Unhide that, because job titles are exactly how recruiters find you on Facebook. They will search. Let's go back to our system engineer. They will search for system engineer and see what happens in the search results. And anybody who has that as a job title and it's public information, which means I don't have to be friends with you for you to see it, they are actually going to find you in the search results and connect with you, or either ask to send you a message, or either ask for your phone number or something. So number one, you can unhide your work and education. Number two, I want you to follow companies that you want to work for on Facebook too. You want to get, like their fan page, and then you want to comment on their posting so that you become visible to the people managing that page. And trust and believe they have brand managers like Anderson who watch pages like a hawk, and they will respond to posts in a minute. So take Microsoft, for example. Go to the Microsoft careers right now. Microsoft Careers page on Facebook, and they posted on January 28th, they posted a job listing, a job fair, and two people responded to that job posting. Out of the millions of people that see the Microsoft Career page, two people posted. One person said, hey, do you have any opportunities in India? Microsoft responded immediately within an hour and said, yep, and here's a link to it. The second person says, hey, I'm about to graduate from college. Do you think I should apply now or should I wait till I graduate? Microsoft immediately responded and said, you know, we're always accepting the applications. Your first step is to start with your Microsoft recruiter. Here's a link on how to find your Microsoft recruiter. What they received is more valuable than gold. You can't even buy that kind of information. And it came from a simple comment on a post on Facebook. This is another way to get visible and get found. So unhide your work in education. You show up in the search results and follow companies on Facebook that you want to work for. So let's move on to Twitter. Okay, so Twitter, a lot of people aren't on Twitter, but let me just repeat that 52% of recruiters use Twitter to find people to fill jobs. Not only that, but tons of companies use Twitter to tweet jobs because this is the fastest way to reach people about a job posting. It's immediate, okay? So on Twitter, there are two things that you can do. Actually, three. Hope I get to the third one. But there are two things that you can do to get found by the recruiters and to find the jobs that are being posted every 15 seconds. Number one, I want you to follow people beyond celebrity interest and your friends, okay? Follow companies that are actually hiring. So you want to follow the Microsoft of the world. You want to follow, you know, Dell or whoever else you want to work for, AT&T. You know, follow all those companies that you have an interest in because they do tweet jobs, okay? You want to use hashtags to find the open jobs, and these are my top hashtags. I use them. Companies use them. I follow them. So number one, hashtag jobs. Real simple, folks. J-O-B-S. Lots of jobs are posted with that hashtag. Number two, hashtag employment. Number three, hashtag job hunt, and that's one word, J-O-B-H-U-N-T. Number four, hashtag hiring. Number five, if you're a veteran, and you are looking for a job, so you're going to use hashtag jobs and hashtag veterans. Okay, so that will get you veterans jobs. If you're a student getting ready to graduate from college or a new student graduating from high school, you want to do hashtag student, hashtag jobs. Real simple, nothing hard. You can see all the jobs that are posted and start following those companies that are posting the jobs. If you need a jump start in that, go to my Twitter page, at Ms. Resume Help, and that's MS. Ms. Resume Help, go to my list. I have a list of about 60 Twitter channels that are posting jobs. You can go to that list, either look at the jobs that are posted or follow all of them. You know, I help you get started with that process. And so the last thing you want to do is create a profile on Tweet My Resume, okay, or Tweet My Jobs. And once you get there, you'll see why. They actually tweet out your resume, and they tweet you jobs that you should follow or jobs that you should have. So those are my social media tips to help you get hired, get found by recruiters doing the looking while they're looking. So I want to take the next 5 minutes and take questions from my callers. If you have questions for me or questions for Anderson about social media, I want you to press the number one on your phone, and that will get you into my queue, and I can take your question. And so I'll do that for about 5 minutes, and if you don't have questions, I'll go ahead and give you some more tips. Just remember to press the number one on your phone if you have questions. You can also use the chat feature if you're listening online to ask your questions. Anderson, did you have anything to add?
Well, I'm glad you brought up Twitter. There are a lot of companies that actually have a separate channel for employment. So just like you said, I believe Careers, Microsoft has their own Twitter channel. Also, a lot of the employment agencies, I know here in South Florida, I believe there's Workforce One and a lot of other channels that actually do nothing but tweet out job opportunities in local areas. Could you elaborate a little bit more on that?
On the Twitter job opportunities that are out there?
That's correct. Well, the channels that actually tweet out the job opportunities that do nothing but tweet jobs.
Oh, yeah.
That do nothing but tweet jobs and in local markets.
Okay, so locally, the first thing you can do on Twitter, so all of the one-stop job centers and all the government sites, they do tweet out jobs every 15 seconds. So things like, so I live in South Florida, so there are Miami jobs, at Miami jobs, there's at South Florida jobs. If you live in California, there's at San Diego jobs, there's Richmond jobs. All you have to do is do a hashtag jobs search on Twitter, and you'll see all of the folks that are hiring because they always hashtag their job posts with hashtag jobs. And as I mentioned before, if you go to my Twitter page and you look up the lists that I have out there and you go to jobs-hiring, that's going to give you about 58 places that are posting jobs. So some of the real cool ones are the intern jobs. So it's at my intern jobs. There are, you know, jobs for even Canada. If you live in Canada, there's, you know, at Ottawa, Canada jobs, at, you know, Mississauga jobs. There's IT Jobs Connect. So at IT Jobs Connect, people, every city and every state has a one-stop center, and that is a government assisted or government-funded center that assists the job search. And what they do is they search the internet for all of the open jobs through some software that I won't get into. But they search the internet of all the open jobs that companies post because they start with their corporate website and then they push the posting out to different places like Indeed and they push it out to Monster or wherever it's going to be. And what these government sites do is they scrape on a nightly basis all the millions of jobs that are posted out there. And there are 5 million of them, people. 5 million jobs open right now. So there are jobs out there for you to get hired. And they post them on Twitter. And there are actual links to these jobs so that you can apply right away and you don't have to wait. So we have about 8 minutes left. If there are no questions, because I don't see any question marks. Oh, I see one. Look at that. So area code 215. Your mic is on. Do you have a question?
Hey, Holly. How you doing, Dr. Calypso? No, I just wanted to congratulate you on the new show. I want to show some support to a good friend.
Oh, thank you.
And to let your listeners know that Holly's resume building service is good. It's definitely worth it. My wife and I have used it, and we're very satisfied. And she has my full recommendation.
Oh, thank you so much.
Please use Ms. Resume out.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Absolutely. I'm a resume writer, and you guys can reach me through all my social media channels and right here on Blog Talk. So if you're interested in having me coach you through the job search process starting with your resume. So thank you, Mr. Don Calypso. So I have another question. Area code, thank you. Area code 804. You're live. Do you have a question?
Hey, Holly, I just needed a clarification on the hashtag. Does job have an S at the end of it or no?
Yes, it does, J-O-B-S. But if you don't put the S on, you can still find it. You're just going to get words that have J-O-B in them. If you do hashtag jobs, that's an actual registered hashtag. Anderson, you know more about that, but it's like a real live hashtag that people actually use. Any other questions? Again, if you want to ask a question, push the number 1 on your phone, and I'll be able to answer questions. We have about 30 seconds left, actually 15 seconds left for anyone that wants to answer questions. If not, then we have about 5 minutes left, and I want to give you guys some information. So we talked about, if there are no more questions, we talked about social media being a large part of the job search. And just like anything else in life, it's what you make it, right? So you can't have a full-time job with a part-time effort. Finding a full-time job is a full-time job. And if you want the job of your dreams, you are worth the investment. So invest the time, invest the energy, and invest in social media. It doesn't take money. It just takes time. And so the way to start that process, I've mentioned a few today. Okay, and so there are a couple of tasks I have for you for this week. So let's start with LinkedIn. I told you guys that connecting with the right people is important. So I want you to, one, everyone who has let their profile default to my job title at my company, I want you to personalize your headliner in the format that I described. I want you to also make 10 connections. I won't give it to you per day, but just try to make 10 new connections this week. And I want you to start with me. If you're not connected with me on LinkedIn, connect with me. You can find me with a simple search by typing in Holly Bunn. So it's www.linkedin.com/in/Holly Bunn. Number two, I want you to go on Facebook. I want you to follow 10 companies that you want to work for. Once you follow them, I'm sorry, once you like their fan page, I want you to start making post comments. You know, keep it professional, but I want you to find posts that they have out there. And they don't necessarily have to be all jobs, but just post on some of their posts. I mean, comment on some of their posts. Get visible. Get found. And then number three, I want you to go to Twitter. Okay? I want you to follow me on Twitter. I want you to go to my jobs list, the jobs-hiring list, and I want you to follow companies on that list. You don't have to follow all 60, but it would help you if you did. But follow companies on that list who are posting jobs, making your job search easier. Really three simple things I want you to do for this week. So I want to say thank you for listening because we're getting close to the top of the hour. Thank you for tuning in. My first show, I'm so excited. We will have this show every Friday at 12:30. So you spend your lunch with me or a part of your lunch with me where we will talk about how to make the job search easier. And all those tips and tricks that I have. I will have additional guests on the show. I want to thank Anderson for your time and spending your lunch with me. Tell our viewers and tell our callers where to find you.
Oh, absolutely, Holly. One thing I did want to chime in with is when you go and look at on corporate pages on Facebook for your job search, see if they have a specific Facebook page just for the job, because they may have a separate page specifically for employment. And when you click the like button, make sure you scroll down on the like button and click get notifications, so that way every time that they post a job position on that page, it will actually notify you in your Facebook results, so that way you'll get ahead of that, because you don't always see corporate brand pages in your news feed, but you will at least get to see those notifications. You can find me on LinkedIn, which is linkedin.com/in/AndersonCurry. You can find me at Anderson Curry on Twitter and at Anderson Curry on Instagram.
Awesome. And you can also find me on social media. I want you guys to follow my Blog Talk show on Blog Talk Radio to get updates and links to the recordings, because this show is being recorded and you can listen to it later in case you missed any of the points. You can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest at Ms. Resume Help and or Holly Bunn on LinkedIn. And so tune in next week where our show will be specifically about LinkedIn and how to make those connections. What do you say? How do you find them? Because you can do more than just search for them. And then how do you follow up on those job applications on LinkedIn? The days of I apply on their corporate site and I don't know who to talk to, those days are gone because of LinkedIn. So next week I'm going to talk specifically about how to make those connections, what to say, and how to follow up on your job applications. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your lunch. Tune in next week, same time, same blog space. And thank you so much. Have a great day.